Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home, no matter where you are. If you're in a nursing home, a rehabilitation center, wherever you are, we are glad to be with you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And you can also listen to our show on a podcast. Just go to EWTN Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you do listen to podcasts. So we are thrilled to be welcoming back Dr. Kathleen Birchelman to our show. Now, Dr. Birchelman is a pediatrician and she is an entrepreneur who is reimagining Catholic healthcare in 2025 and making it accessible and affordable without compromising timeless values. Mm. So Dr. Birchelman and her husband, Greg, have co-founded My Catholic Doctor, and it's a growing group of approximately 300 faithful Catholic clinicians across the United States. So go to My Catholic Doctor. It's a virtual hospital that uses telemedicine, a network of physical locations, and innovative healthcare reimbursement models to make pro-life healthcare available to everyone. And today she's going to speak with us about My Catholic Doctor and how she is reclaiming Catholic healthcare in America. I encourage you all to go out to the website, mycatholicdoctor.com, because I'm sure you at home, you've had the experience where you go to your doctor, maybe they see you for 5 minutes, and you've got to kind of run down everything that's going on, and you leave and you feel like, he never heard my heart. He never listened to what was going on with my body and how it's breaking down and how I'm feeling. Instead, I was written another prescription, another drug to take, and sometimes that's not the best healthcare. So go out to mycatholicdoctor.com and find a new way that you would be taken care of.
It's Catholic healthcare at your fingertips. Mm. Just a call away. Go to the website and you'll have all the information right there. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. She is the co-founder of My Catholic Doctor. Please go out to the website, mycatholicdoctor.com. Maybe you didn't even know this beautiful ministry existed. Well, it does, and it's there for you. Well, we want you to tell our family briefly, for the people who didn't catch you yesterday, about the beautiful ministry, why you and your husband co-founded this, and the need for it in the United States of America in 2025 and with Catholic healthcare that's going on.
So we're 300 faithful Catholic clinicians offering faithful Catholic healthcare throughout the United States. We are 50 states, District of Columbia, opening soon in Puerto Rico, and 24/7, 365. And we're full service healthcare, and we take all major insurance plans, and we have self-pay rates for people who prefer to pay by themselves.
Okay. So if someone calls you and you would say to them, okay, this is, you need to go to the ER.
Right.
You need, right, if they're in a situation like that. Because maybe there's a lot of people who are very hesitant to go to the ER. But if they were in distress and whatever the situation is, you're going to be like, okay, this warrants you need to go straight to the ER.
Sure, that does happen.
Yeah.
Not very often. So we find that we can actually take care of about 93% of medical conditions over telehealth. And there's about 7% that need to be referred to in-person care. But it's remarkable what we can do. Mm-hmm. And some of the more surprising conditions is the infertility work. Mm-hmm. When we first started, even the national experts in restorative reproductive medicine and NAPRO technology said, oh, you can't do this over telehealth. This was in 2019. But wow. Oh, we do. And, you know, for example, in the case of restorative reproductive medicine and infertility, we can review records from any other physician. So if a woman's had an exam by an OBGYN, there's really no reason to repeat that most of the time. So we start with the records we have, and then we order comprehensive lab work, imaging, all of which is done locally. So we do extensive care over telehealth. Mm-hmm.
And then to do that, do they have to sign like a medical release?
Always, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have access to all of their records.
That's right. And we can do well visits if you're overdue for your breast cancer screening, your colon cancer screening, your prostate cancer screening. All that stuff is really easily ordered over telehealth. Mm-hmm. And you know, a large amount of Americans have not had a recent well visit, and they're not doing their cancer screenings, and they may not have access to a doctor they trust. They may just not want to go someplace and take their clothes off, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. But you know, on a screen, we're never going to you're never going to hand you a gown. Mm-hmm. And we can do most of a well visit. It's not the same as an in-person one, but it's so much better than doing nothing. It's mm-hmm. still getting all that screening done.
And you're not going to weigh people in. They'll like that.
don't get weighed in.
We're going, you'll tell us the truth. How much do you weigh? Okay. So what is going on with the struggling of Catholic health care? You're not struggling. Catholic health care is blossoming. You're doing, but it's obvious to other people in communities and in cities. We've experienced this with our Catholic hospital closing down, and I think this is happening in various places. And you know, people, that's where we would go for our health care, because it was like a vocational calling that was there.
Yes.
There were ethical standards that the other hospitals didn't have. Now they other hospitals are taking it over, and this is where you come up. We can have that same standard in healthcare. What is going on with the Catholic, you know, facilities, healthcare facilities?
Right. So there's two reasons why we're losing Catholic healthcare in America. Number one is what I call the hot button issues: abortion, contraception, euthanasia, gender transition. Right. And those are very, very important issues, and they definitely have influenced the closing of Catholic facilities. But I think under-discussed is the economic reasons why we're losing Catholic health care in America. That the reality of our current American financial marketplace is that bigger companies, bigger healthcare organizations, get more money from the insurance companies. So it's what I call a cold war in healthcare. You've got the provider groups, the network, the clinical networks, and the hospitals, and you've got the payers, which is largely the insurance companies. And they're one's going, I'm bigger, no, I'm bigger, no, I'm bigger. And who's ever bigger can, it's all about who can bully the other one over money, right?
Wow.
And so our Catholic hospitals and practices are getting swallowed up by the large entities because they can't survive independently. If the Catholic hospital is the smaller hospital in a community, it will get swallowed up.
Wow.
By the larger one.
That's interesting.
The small independent doctor groups, if you have 2-3 faithful Catholic doctors in practice together, that practice is going to get sold to the regional health system.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell our family why and how you and your husband co-founded My Catholic Doctor.
Well, the reality is we recognized how many faithful Catholic clinicians were called by Jesus to do this work, and they couldn't do it. They're wearing the handcuffs of their employer. They're now employed by a health system, and the health system is at best silencing them. They can't talk about their faith, or only in a very limited manner. They can't offer certain services, right? And at worst, just being blatantly discriminatory. But also they can't take the good care of their patients. They're limited in their time with the patient. They're limited in what they can order. And so these restless hearts of these beautiful clinicians were just all over the country. And we heard it again and again and again. And we said, let's put them into one network. And as one network, then we can bully the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. We're bigger, right? So we're 300 clinicians. And we contract on behalf of our 300 clinicians, or 300 independent clinicians. And we're able to get much higher rates from the payers than if each one of those tried to go independently. So we're a clinically integrated network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to mention, you kind of hit on this briefly during the first show, about critical pro-life healthcare services that are not accessible to many Americans. You may have hit on one or two. I just want to mention them.
Sure.
If you want to chime in at any point. infertility care and restorative reproductive medicine for men and women, including fertility education, medical management, so NAPRO technology, natural family planning is another area, end of life care, you did touch on that, which is always life affirming and never affirms euthanasia, terminal sedation, there's that term I didn't know, or medical assistance in dying, abortion pill reversal, which you touched on, which is, so many people have no idea, they never heard of that before, and they're so encouraged when they hear about it, and your group is leading in really in that whole area and seeing many faces of little ones that never would have been seen before, and that's just absolutely incredible. Mental health services that are life-affirming and do not promote MAID. And so what is MAID again? Medical assistance in dying, that's what that is, okay. Care for gender detransitioners, which was amazing, you touched on that. Some primary care, urgent care, specialty care that is life-affirming and always recognizes the human dignity of each individual person. And that last phrase, recognizing the dignity of each individual, you know, human person. And that just takes it to everybody, whether they're believers or non-believers or different religious backgrounds. And people catch that you're looking at me as if I'm made in the image and likeness of God. And you believe that to everyone, even if they don't believe in it.
Right, that's right, yeah.
Anything else about any of those areas?
I think we should talk a little bit about mental health, which is so important. You know, these insurance companies contract with mental health therapists, and often the rates can be very, very low. And they're more interested in the low rate than the quality of the therapist. So finding a faithful Catholic therapist that takes your insurance is extremely difficult. We do have some on our platform, but we're always here for you, always integrating that spirituality into mental health care. I mean, Jim and Joy, how do you talk to a suicidal person without telling them they're made in the image and likeness of God and they're deeply loved?
Right.
How do you treat depression without talking about that? I personally have I just don't understand it. But that's most of what's going on in America today. And then we wonder why we have rising rates of depression.
Well, and you know, we deal with clients that need support after they've had an abortion in emotional, psychological, spiritual healing. Well, when you have the culture of death that says, doesn't even ask on an intake in a psych ward.
Right.
About your pregnancy losses.
Right.
Doesn't even ask, well, how many miscarriages have you had?
Right.
Or the intake isn't about how many abortions have you had, when we know the suicide rate for post-abortive women is like 600%. It's like unbelievable for women who are suffering. So it's kind of like, we're not even gonna ask those questions because they're not applicable, when sometimes that's the root cause of my agony and my suffering. But you never even asked me that question.
Yeah, and for all of our listeners, so many people carry that reproductive grief for so many years. We have people who lost a baby 6 years ago. It could have been from abortion. It could have been from miscarriage. It could have been any cause. It could be an infant death, right?
Right.
And it gets, America wants to just kind of erase that reproductive loss, especially in men, Jim.
Right.
And we know that it does affect your mental health and that your mental health affects your physical health and that healing is available. Yeah. You can be healed.
Yeah.
And the men I have found, of course, it's all post-traumatic stress that happens to the woman, but the man, it's much more almost violent. How he feels about himself and how he puts himself down and how he will drink and throw himself into things, may even be suicidal. Because he really feels like I should have been protecting and I should have been doing this and I didn't do this. And I mean, they really act out and they're really alone. There's nobody like talking with them.
Right.
And I remember Teresa Burke, who's done so much work in this field, and she wrote a book called Forbidden Grief. She's a psychotherapist and was meeting with women who were anorexic and bulimic. And she left the room, she came back in, they were all talking and sharing. She said, what are you talking about? You know, what happened when I left? I said, well, we just found out all of us have one thing in common. We all had abortions.
Yeah.
And that that half of us are believers and half of us aren't. And those of us who are not believers, everybody tells us, you did the right thing. This is okay, this is your right to do this. And then the Christian said, and we find that people have said, well, you're forgiven, and they don't want to talk about it. They're not doing any sort of therapy with this.
Right.
We're all forbidden to reflect and to grieve,
That's right. Believers and
non-believers. And we're in a bad way. And like I was trying to speak out for the men. These are all women, but the men really act out with this in a way that's very destructive in their lives and to others. You have people that can point people in the right direction with this, because there's like 68 million abortions in the United States of America and a lot of hurting people.
That's right.
We hear from people, from women who are like 80 years old.
Yes.
And we have this topic and they call in. So I never told this to anybody, but it's heartbreaking.
Yes, yes. And their doctors aren't asking them. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And so that question about reproductive grief from an evidence basis needs to be on screening forms.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the plans for My Catholic Doctor for the future?
Our goal right now is to open an outside of insurance membership model for the more than 40% of American families that have high deductible health plans. So many families face like up to a $15,000 family deductible. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. How much did you say?
$15,000.
That's your deductible?
That's the family deductible,
okay.
In a high deductible health plan for many families.
Wow.
And so these plans are best paired with a membership model. So you can pay monthly, and that money that you spend on your membership does count towards your deductible. And and then you have full access to My Catholic Doctor.
Because you're in a partnership.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And then the goal is that you're spending much less than $15,000 a year on your membership, and hopefully you never go through that deductible.
And you're getting excellent care.
And you're getting excellent care. So there's some regulatory issues we have to work through in terms of making this happen nationwide, and that's our goal for 2026.
That's great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break at this point and hold you over for the final segment. Just give us your best stuff in these last few minutes, and just help people to know in any area of healthcare issues they can connect with you. You've got answers for them, you've got excellent healthcare, and you've got a spiritual basis where they're dealt with in sacredness and in indignity.
Mm.
We're going to take a break at this point. There's plenty more to come. We encourage you to go to mycatholicdoctor.com, mycatholicdoctor.com. All the information is there. So maybe this is for you personally. It may be for your children. You can get some, you know, questions answered, be pointed in the right direction. End of life kind of issues in healthcare. It's not always the person who's struggling in this way, but it's the son, it's the daughter, it's the husband calling for the wife. And so it's all there for you. They're part of the solution, not part of the problem in healthcare today. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Wrapping up our conversation with Dr. Kathleen Birchelman. It's mycatholicdoctor.com, mycatholicdoctor.com. We just have a few minutes left here, and I want to turn it over to you, maybe some areas that we haven't spoken about, things we need to be thinking about, and then finally we just need to get in touch with you. It's so accessible and so doable. You know, Catholic medical excellence and Catholic ethical spirituality, the sacredness of the person, is all at our fingertips with what you're offering. What are we missing? Anything? What do you have to say?
What do I have to say? That your body is your temple, right? Through the incarnation, Christ took on the human body and made himself like us. Our bodies are holy, and we have to take care of them.
Yes.
And that takes discipline and virtue, and it's hard. Most people don't like going to the doctor, and when there's so much evil infused in our health systems, mm-hmm. It's a great excuse not to go to the doctor, but your body's still holy. And so my two cents is go to the doctor. Get your screening test done for cancer. Get your routine blood work done. When you get sick, go to the doctor. If you need a health coach, we're here for you. You have trouble managing your diabetes, trouble with your high blood pressure, trouble losing weight, we're here for you. We have health coaching services. We have specialists in all of those fields. Take care of your body.
Beautiful. Is there any special challenge? Thank God we're in America and we have some constitutional rights. But in a culture of death and a throwaway culture, as our popes have taught us, I mean, to uphold, the standard of do no harm,
right?
But heal. I mean, I don't know what our friends in Canada are doing, because they don't have the same constitution and, you know, religious liberty and freedom, conscience, and so on. Are you encouraged by the opportunities you have? Do you think they'll stay? Are you being attacked in any way to say this isn't really healthcare? What's happening in that area?
The Lord has profoundly protected us. Yeah. And I'm amazed, actually, because I do see the attacks happening. You know, what our brothers and sisters in Canada are suffering terribly. And if you wonder what could happen in the United States, you don't have to, think hypothetically, just look at Canada. Mm. In Canada, we have euthanasia called medication assistance in dying for depression and mental health issues and for young adults. We have a profound lack of access to Catholic pro-life services in Canada. And in Canada, it's considered a privilege to practice medicine, and the physicians have to offer every service that's legally available. In the United States, we are still blessed with these conscience clauses, so we have much to rejoice about here.
That's great.
And as a Catholic, you don't have to apologize for being Catholic or say, I can't say that because I'm Catholic, but this is really what I believe, but I can't share that with you. Where if we reach out to you as my Catholic doctor, I'm expecting then I'm going to get a friendly face on the other side who's going to take care of the temple of my Holy Spirit.
That's
and
right.
Say to me, this is what you need to do. This is how we can help you and get the proper care that I'm going to need.
Dr. Bergman, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great encouragement. As I said yesterday, this is another sign of renewal and that the Holy Spirit is on the move. Mm. That people like you and so many doctors, hundreds of them, are in this network where people can receive excellent health care in that Catholic foundation, like you said, of the Incarnation. Mm-hmm. Hope to have you back soon. Thank you so much. God bless your efforts.
Thank you.
As you do it unto the least of these, you do it to me. That's where mycatholicdoctor.com is. So you're not just a statistic. You're sacred, made in the image and likeness of God. Whether you believe that or not, they treat you like that because that is true. They believe that as Catholics, they believe in the natural law, the sacredness of the person, and you'll get that kind of treatment. For every health need, you can go to mycatholicdoctor.com. For those special pro-life issues, where the healthcare system is dreadfully failing at promoting things totally counter to the sacredness of the human person, you have hundreds of Catholic doctors available to you. To you who are in need or to you who are concerned for somebody else, mycatholicdoctor.com. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're sacred at every phase and stage of your life. Mm. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.